I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
I'm going to tell you a little story, Maura. Joining me, by the way, when I say Maura. Maura Carabello with the Exoro Group. Maura, I remember I wanted to go and take a little vacation down in Moab. I couldn't do it because I was looking in February. I had to wait an entire year because on January 1st, that's when I started trying to reserve. It's so popular, I had to think 6 months out to get a camping spot in Moab.
This camping has become in the good old days, tell my kids the story when we used to just, unscheduled, drive someplace and visit the great outdoors. And boy, it is great. And we have an amazing, state and treasures, but it's becoming more and more crowded.
But if you want to go camping.
Let's gather around the campfire and sing our campfire song. Our C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song.
There is nothing worse than campfire songs, by the way.
But you have excelled today, I just want to say, at the bites.
Okay, so this is not just anecdotal, right? I mean, Utah is crowded. Zion saw 97% of its 185 sites occupied. Arches National Park, 94%. Capitol Reef, 95%. It is busy. So we wanted to reach out to Vicky Varela, Managing Director of the Tourism here in Utah. Vicky, give us an idea. What can we expect for next year? Do we keep moving it back? Do I have to start scheduling it in December? No, January is no longer early enough.
Well, that is a really great question. I know I get credit and I get blame. But the fact is that, just as you say, people love Utah. Through COVID, more Utahns, as well as people from other states, have wanted to get out in our spectacular open places. So what's going to happen over the next year? I think we all need to keep planning ahead. We have international visitors now coming into the country again, beginning November 8th. There is so much passion about getting out and having these amazing Utah experiences that I agree with you. We can all feel a little nostalgic about the good old days, but it serves us well to plan ahead and make sure that we have a place to camp.
So, Vicky, as we plan ahead, you led the Mighty Five campaign, and as we look to maybe even winter, but next summer, where are you excited about pointing us to, and what has your office been focused on?
Well, so what you hear from us these days is about Forever Mighty. You get stewardship messages. What we are most focused on is making sure that travelers arrive prepared and that they arrive with an understanding of our complex desert environments, that they will show personal responsibility to keep these beautiful places forever mighty. That's everything from not vandalizing petroglyphs to being responsible about human waste. You didn't hear us talking about poop 5 years ago, but those are the conversations that we have to have now. So interestingly, as more and more Utahns are getting out, we're finding that a lot of our own residents are new to nature. So we're spending time just talking through all these basic things, staying on trail, planning ahead for your camping site, making sure that you're a part of keeping these places perpetually beautiful.
We've got about 30 seconds left, but I do want to know, how long do you expect this to last, or is this part of the new normal?
That is a great question. And when you figure that out, will you let me know? Yeah, because, well, you know, we don't know. As things settle down, will Utahns go back to their regular practices? Will they start traveling again internationally? Will they start spending spring or fall break at Disneyland? That's a big part of the variable, is how we all normalize post-COVID. All we can do is make sure that we're attracting the right visitors and that they're well prepared for creating a perpetual visitor economy.
Well, there's no getting around it. It's gorgeous, it's beautiful, and it's worth the trip. It's worth having to plan out that trip, even if it is 6 months in advance. Vicky Varilla, thank you so much for joining us with the Utah Department of Tourism. And I'm telling you, Mara, it's just, you got to suck it up and you just got to schedule it out. You got to plan right. 6 months in advance.
We are a scheduled society, whether it is summer class, you know, those summer camps or camping. I just have to accept that we're scheduled people now.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. That was a great 3 hours. Fascinating. Now we'll turn things over to Maria Chaleos in KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.